I'm Daniel Chacon.
And I'm Tim Hernandez.
Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, I am going to talk to fiction writer Kristen Fitzpatrick, who was a former student of mine when I was visiting writer at Fresno State in the MFA program. She was certainly one of the most talented students in the class, so I'm not surprised that she has this great book out. I got an opportunity to talk to her, and we'll be playing that conversation.
Nice.
But for now, Tim and I have a guest.
That's
yes.
That's right. A guest and the feature that we have a featured poet in the house.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. He is a, well, how can I describe Richie? Richie contributes more than anybody else, or as much as anybody else, to the literary culture of El Paso.
Right.
He runs open mics, the Barbed Wire open mic series.
Yeah.
He plays the saxophone. He does spoken word poetry.
Yep.
He
organizes workshops and all kinds of things.
Yeah, he does. He does a lot of work. He's incredible, energetic, wonderful poet. And and man, do you do a lot, Richie?
I dabble.
A lot for this community. You really do. And so we're glad to have him on the show to. Are you going to do a poetic license for us after the interview?
Certainly. All right.
And it's good to have you in the studio. Usually, a lot of times the guests are on the phone, but it's nice to have you right here in the studio. And I must say, I'm really disappointed you didn't bring your saxophone.
Yeah, we should mention it. Well, we can
teaser
take it in October.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have you back to do. Yeah. Okay.
And I'll bring the sax. I would have brought actually. I like performing my spoken word poetry with music.
Oh,
nice.
And so if I had the chance, I would have done that today. But
we'll definitely get you on, Richie. Just kind of give us your take on the literary experience that is El Paso, Texas, Ciudad Juarez, because you know it better than as anybody.
Yeah, that's a loaded. You know, it's a lot to answer. I mean, we're talking about a border town. And so we're dealing with all sorts of cultures, and you throw in other factors in there, of course, Fort Bliss. And so you have a lot of people who come from all over the country or even the world in El Paso. And it's a nice multicultural brew. And the literary arts, literary scene, you know, there's quite a bit going on. We try and, you know, from my end, we try and do public readings. We're not the first, you know. Being part of the open mic series, that's been great.
It's not just literary, too. It's really the Barbed Wire open mic series is like a artistic force because you guys have music and comedy and all kinds of stuff going on. So
exactly, we give people a stage to be expressive, you know, find their own means of creativity and support that.
And you know what I find beautiful about it? I've gone to some of your events, the Barbed Wire open mic series that you host. And what's beautiful is you'll have such a accurate representation of the literary community of El Paso in that you'll have some people who will go up there and read a poem that rhymes that they wrote on a napkin 10 minutes before the open mic. Even though it may be literarily naive, it's something that they really want to share, and they get encouragement from the crowd.
Yeah.
And juxtapose right after that poet, there would probably be a poet with a couple of books out and getting published and the best presses. And that kind of, in many ways, represents our community when it comes to writers. We have all the voices that run the gamut, and you treat them all with respect and fairness. And I really admire that about you and appreciate that about what you do for this community.
That's ultimately, you know, I think I always have a spiel at the beginning of the show. And that's what we want to operate is of respect. The audience to performers to audience. In the end, the free expression zone.
And for me, you know, being an outsider coming and being new to El Paso, you know, I've always read for years. I've read the sort of literary legacy, the published literary legacy of El Paso, and even
you
the
read all my books is what you're saying.
I knew when I got here, one of the things that I had to find was just where an open mic was happening, because then that sort of ties you into the contemporary literary artistic pulse of what's sort of underground, what's coming up next, the next wave of voices and all that. And that's what your work and your venue provides. So it's educational for me.
it's interesting. You know, it's definitely in another world, I think. Like, I think there is sometimes there's the the academic, you know, the MFA right. program, it's great, you know,
right.
the bilingual program. And we get all sorts of writers. And then we have people who grow up here
sure.
and messing around. Yeah. And so it's nice when that gets to intermix a little yeah. bit and we get to bring right. the best of both
for
worlds.
Sure. And a good yeah. sign of a successful right. community open mic is that if you don't get there on time, you're probably not going to go on till midnight.
Yeah. yeah.
So let's talk to Kristen Fitzpatrick about her new collection, My Pulse is an Earthquake, a beautiful new collection of short stories. And I'm not just saying that because she was a former student. I'm saying that because I feel like I can learn from her. So let's talk to Kristen. We'll be right back.